Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets this morning. Market analyst Tom Loeffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell, Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural farming and grazing, as well as outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 Oklahoma counties will be offered this year. On Wednesday, October 22nd at 10, we'll be in Woodward at the High Plains Technology Center, where 71 tracts in Woodward, Major, Harper, Woods, Ellis, and Dewey counties will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov and follow the prompts for 2014 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, and farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Loeffler joins us now from Loeffler Commodities. And, you know, last week we kind of talked about the roller coaster that the cattle futures were on. Well, it just went right back up again yesterday, didn't it, Tom?
That's exactly right, Dave, because last week we were up and down, especially in the feeder cattle. And yesterday we started off just a little bit on the mixed side, but it didn't take but a few seconds that we was flying back to the upside. Came very close to seeing most of the contracts almost limit up yesterday. We weren't able to close limit up, but we closed very close to it in very many of our live cattle and feeder cattle contracts. Now, we also saw yesterday our lean hogs close on the negative side, and we saw yesterday the pork cuts were down for the 10th straight session for a total loss of $18 on those pork cutouts. Now, speaking of cutouts, our box beef was up 68 cents yesterday on the choice. Selects up 39 cents on a movement of 87 loads. Cattle slaughter yesterday estimated 114,000. Its cash feeder index was down $1.48. This third straight session, the index has been lower. And at the moment, we've got mixed trade. December live cattle, 7 cents higher. November feeders down 70. And December lean hogs, 15 higher.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Tom, as we take a look at our grain trade from yesterday, well, our corn futures finally saw some positive action. The soybeans were negative, and the wheat futures, kind of interesting, Chicago wheat was negative. Kansas City just really barely getting above on the positive side yesterday.
Yeah, Dave, I think in our wheat yesterday we saw a little bit of spreading action once again between Chicago and Kansas City. The biggest thing yesterday, our wheat, corn, and soybean futures spent most of the day trading negative, but managed to see everything come off their lows, and we saw a mixed close for the session. Now, after the close, we found out the winter wheat planting is 76% done nationwide. That compares to the five-year average of 77%. The wheat emergence is ahead of normal at 56%. Corn harvest is now 31% complete, five-year average 53%, and the soybean harvest 53% complete with the five-year average at 66%. Now, we've seen mostly higher trade overnight. At the moment, December KC wheat's up a quarter of a penny. December corn's down a half a penny. November soybeans are 3 cents higher. December cotton is trading 14 points lower. December crude oil, 23 cents higher. December dollar index is up 21 cents, and December Dow Jones futures, 45 points higher.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hi, Tom. Well, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning and look forward to our visit tomorrow. And that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Loeffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.